It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the almost daily podcast, because we don't do it every single day of the week, but close enough, where we debate the big stories that you contact us about and that you want raised. And we often ask you guys to contact us on 085 825 2626 with topics that you think we should debate in front of a live audience. And as you know, or you may not know if you're new to this podcast, we record this podcast in front of a live audience, like Friends. Isn't it?
Friends wasn't, was it?
Yeah, it was recorded in front of an audience. That's where they got the laughing from.
Remember? Oh, that's really laughing.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, that's Katie there. We'll come to her in a moment. More about Katie in a moment. But it is recorded in front of a live audience, and that's why you will hear callers on this podcast, because they are the live audience who literally contribute to whatever debate that we are having. And today's debate, well, you all know about this story, and it's been in the news over the last 24 hours, and it's all to do with the float, the Epstein files float that appeared at a local parade on Patrick's Day in Mayo, and I believe it also appeared in Galway as well. But it was videoed in a town called Ballinrobe, which is in County Mayo. And basically, for those of you who haven't seen the video, I'm sure most of you have at this stage, it is a tractor going down the main street pulling a trailer. And on the trailer, there is it's a float. And it is, in some people's opinions, it glorifies sexual violence and sexual abuse. The float depicted the fallout from the Epstein files. And I didn't realise this until today. That float was featured in four different parades in four different towns around Galway and Mayo. So it went from, obviously, from parade to parade. And the videos that you've all have seen being shared on social media show the tractor pulling the trailer. There's a sign on the front of it saying Epstein files and Prince Andrew going to jail. And then on the trailer, it gets a bit dark and you have a mattress there and a makeshift cage. And it shows people on the trailer, including a male who appears to be pinning another person down on the mattress. And that's what we saw in the video. And a lot of people, especially victims of sexual assault, are not happy with this. The Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, of course, said it was extremely insensitive to victims and survivors, saying that it sent a harmful message to wider society that sexual violence was something to mock and make light of. Now, it's not the first time. And in fact, I didn't realise this. Katie, you were just telling me that at one Paddy's Day parade, there was a float mocking Enoch Burke.
Yeah, now the Enoch Burke one, I would take a slightly different, because it's mocking Enoch.
What was it doing? What was it? I didn't see
that. It was just
one.
Enoch getting chased away from the school with his bag. He was getting chased away by the guards or getting arrested or something. But it's different with the Enoch one, because the Enoch one, Enoch has put himself out there so much, and it wasn't making a joke out of something like rape or trafficking. It was making, now, I think it was right to rip the piss out of Enoch? No. Did I giggle at it? I did a little bit. I actually would be one of the people who isn't on the Hate Enoch brigade, but that's another topic anyway,
yeah,
for another day.
Yeah.
So in terms of mocking Enoch, I get the sense of humour behind it, I get how it's funny, but it's very different to ripping the piss out of a situation where children were trafficked, organised paedophile rings.
So do you think the Epstein float went too far?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely it did. Now, the only thing
now,
about
you,
that
you
float,
know,
and I'm not saying
myself,
it's okay.
We both have a dark sense of humour.
Yes, I have a very dark sense of humour.
You know, we both watch Family Guy, Family Guy does make jokes about sexual assault.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's two characters in Family Guy.
There's actually a scene in Family Guy where they're joking about Bill Gates getting on the Epstein plane.
Yeah. But there's two characters in Family Guy that are both sexual predators.
Yeah,
there's
Herbert the Pervert.
Herbert the Pervert, who's a paedophile.
Quagmire.
And Quagmire, who's a sexual deviant. And we watch those, and I'm sure a lot of you do, and you find you find Family Guy funny.
The only thing is, I'm about this float is it's disgusting, the tone of what it's, but belittling Epstein and Donald Trump and that, like, I mean, that, but, you know, you want to, people like that, they don't deserve to ever be looked at in a serious light. And I like the fact that it's belittling them, but the tone of what it's representing is disgusting because it's also making light of something that's very, very serious.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and I want to ask you all this question because we've a long list of calls that I want to come on and give out about this. And I'm going to read out a message from Claire in a second, who is a victim of sexual assault, because she has a very interesting take on it. But I just want to put out there, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, a lot of people were saying that kids, it wouldn't be suitable for kids to see that float. And I'm asking the question, would kids actually understand that? Would they get that? What was happening on that float?
On the float. So
I'm just thinking of my kids. If
the float went by, the video I saw, the float went by very fast. So what can you actually, what were they actually doing on the float?
There was a man pretending to pin down a woman on the mattress.
It doesn't matter. No. Okay. Not okay. If the kids didn't, even if the kids didn't know, it doesn't matter. Adults know. And it's particularly inappropriate, the fact that, well, that's the content that was being shown on the float. But even to have that in front of kids at all, it's a family fun day out. It's so, so inappropriate. It's just not the place. If I paid to go and see a comedian who I know has a dark sense of humor, let's say Frankie Boyle, who would probably joke about something like that, that's different. I'm paying to go into an environment where I know this might happen.
These people had no choice.
Yes. Okay. People were subjected to that. People who were probably survivors of sexual abuse and sexual assault themselves and having to witness somebody trivialising it. It's disgusting.
Okay. I want to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number, 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. A lot of people want to get in on this. A lot of you have opinions. The person who wanted to raise this topic, her name is Claire. We're going to hopefully talk to her before the end of the topic. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so.
But she said she might try and come on.
She told Amanda she might, but it depends.
Yeah, she's in work and trying to get off. Here's what she said. I hope you don't shy away from this topic because it needs to be discussed. As a survivor of sexual abuse, I'm horrified with the Patrick's Day float glamorising sexual assault. I couldn't believe what I was watching. How is this allowed? I've already made an official complaint to the Gardaí about this, and it's clear from the video that all the sick bastards on the float are identifiable. It's time to see them arrested for promoting sexual assault. You need to highlight this to your audience, and we will, Claire. And in fact, thank you for bringing this to our attention, because you did, you'll get yourself an Opinions Matter mug.
We got so many texts over this. Like, it seems to just, and even people, I'm surprised actually, because they're people who would usually be saying like, oh, it's only a laugh. And so this just shows how vile it actually is, where people you would think would typically be like, oh, snowflakes, it's only something funny. Even those people that I would have typically thought would find something like that, not funny, but wouldn't see how serious it is, are saying, you know, these people should be locked up. Do you think they should be locked up?
No. No, I don't. And in fact, I want to hear from people who believe that they should be locked up, because Claire clearly wants them locked up. They are identifiable on the float. Can you literally...
There's something wrong in the heads of people who can make a joke out of something like that and try and find funny.
Yeah, they obviously sat down and said, let's do a float about this.
But I genuinely believe there is actually something fundamentally wrong in someone's head who can trivialise child abuse and trafficking.
I don't think it's that deep, to be honest.
There's something very, very wrong in someone's head who can trivialise and make a joke about something so, so serious.
Okay, here is Elaine.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. It's Elaine. I left you a message last night about the Ballinrobe St. Patrick's Day float. So basically, they had an Epstein Files reenactment on the float, and they had people chasing each other in the streets, dressed up, and they had a Prince Andrew going to jail kind of section on it. It was really thrown together, and it seemed to be young lads just reenacting this. In my message, I did say, how did someone approve this, and what was the thoughts behind this, thinking it was a good idea. But I've since read online there that the people in Mayo in Ballinrobe said it was volunteers, they didn't authorise it, and they usually do two laps, and they only did one lap, and they took it back and said that they don't condone sexual violence or any kind of abuse, and that they weren't behind it. So fair enough, they didn't approve it, but maybe that just means that more, you know, caution and preparation needs to go into these things, and people can't just be doing what they want to do. I'm not easily outraged, but I couldn't believe when I saw on TikTok and social media different things showing it, and it's gone viral. So I think it makes us in Ireland look really backward and ridiculous.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Jay, what do you make of this? Claire, our listener, is looking for the people that were on the float to be arrested. What do you think?
You can't arrest people for stupidity, okay? Let's go there. Right? It was stupid. It was in bad taste. I don't know how they got it by the organisers. We organised our first ever Paddy Side Trade in our village for Sunday. And the people had to let us know what to do. Like, you couldn't just turn up and go down the main street in a float. So they had to get permission off somebody. Now, whether they told the people what they were really doing, I thought they were just going, when I seen a force, I thought they were just taking the piss. It was Andrew being chased by, say, the police trying to get him into the jail. You know, something like that.
Yes.
But when I heard, now, come here, this was big news over in England yesterday. I was out there, I was up the north, and I was listening to Talk UK, and it was big news. They slated us over there yesterday.
No.
Like, literally. Especially, and what they all kept saying, especially what went down in Ireland with the Catholic priests.
Okay, but I would have thought that, Jason, I'm surprised at your opinion. Now, I'm not expecting you to say it's funny, but I thought you believed that the world has gone too soft nowadays and that people should
I have 5 daughters, pal.
Sorry, say again?
I have 5 daughters. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Daughters.
Jay has kids.
And do you think that...
I have 5 fucking daughters.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit. You do not mock that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a disgusting fucking act. We all know that. Let's call it spade a spade. What them rich bastards done, they done because they thought they had immunity. And it looks like they fucking do. That's a disgusting act, what they done. I would be all for it, chasing them up and doing that. But the dead scene on the mattress, no.
Yeah.
All right? No. Make a mockery of how they're getting away with because they're rich men. Yeah. No problem about that. Shame the fuckers into locking these bastards up. But that's a step too far, Jeremy. I'm all for freedom. You know me, pal. But that is a step too fucking far.
But then you're not all for
freedom.
They were
literally playing about raping kids.
You know, we get that, but you said you're all for freedom of speech and expression.
No, that's not freedom of speech or expression. So you think it's perfectly all right for me to go out and simulate raping a child?
Mm. No, I think it's sick, to be honest with you.
Well, then there you go. So where's the freedom? There is no censorship there. That's just downright public fucking indecency.
Okay, but the 5 people, I think it was either 5 or 6
I
people on the phone.
Morons.
I think they should be named.
They are identified.
Why name them? Okay, let's find out who. I mean it's going to be easy to find out who. Yeah, but ask them why. What was going through their head? I don't think they done it. I honestly think they thought they were fucking going to make everybody laugh. I think somewhere.
Oh, I don't know. Did they actually think it was going to be well received?
No, I don't think the mattress part. I don't think they thought that part through. The Epstein files, as I said, I was thinking it was a cage, and the cage was the police trying to get Andrew into it. You know, that type of way. Like, where he fucking belongs.
Yes.
But it was that's what put, especially with kids there. But should they be locked up? No, you can't lock people up for making stupid decisions. Fucking prisons be full, Jeremy. You know that, Katie. You know that.
And if what you're saying, if what they did is so vile, and it is what you're saying, why would you not have them arrested?
No, well, so what they done wasn't vile. What the perpetrators of the act done were vile. These fucking morons are just simulated. No, they were stupid. They were stupid. Like they, jail is for people who hurt people and who people are for people who are a danger to society, okay? They're not a danger to society. Maybe wouldn't give them sharp instruments for a while or keep them like fucking scissors. But you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but
they're probably art students. They're probably fucking art students. Let's look into this. They're probably these fucking liberal art students. But they just went a step too far.
Okay, but you can't arrest somebody for stupidity is what you're saying.
Jesus, you'd be locked up fucking years ago.
Oh yeah, completely. Completely.
Yeah, and like myself. So no, you can't. You know that type of like, we can educate. And
don't forget, there's probably teenage, young, impressionable 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old boys looking at that who would know full well what is going on in the scene on the float. And it's normalising something that's not normal, that's completely abnormal, that's sick. It's also about just the normalisation of it, as if it's acceptable or funny.
Was it not mocking the fact that people are getting away with these horrible crimes?
No, pinning a woman down on a mattress on the float, no.
Oh yeah, that's
if it was the guards or the cops, the cops chasing them around or whatever, that's different.
Okay.
But when you actually put a woman and reenact something that vile, you really cross a line. I don't know who these Muppets are, but I hope they're named and shamed. Imagine how hurtful that must be for people.
We're doing cancel culture now. That's cancel culture.
Imagine how hurtful.
Sorry, what do you think will happen if they're named and shamed?
I don't know.
Well, come on. What do you think?
Do they deserve to keep their jobs? Do they deserve to keep their jobs?
Well, do we deserve to keep our jobs?
I would lose my job for doing something like that, and I would deserve to lose my job for doing something like that. You're trivialising something that's very, very serious. Imagine how hurtful and offensive and insulting. We have a problem in this country where victims of domestic and sexual abuse are afraid to come forward because they'll be cross-examined, and, you know, where they feel that the system doesn't side on the aim on the side of the victim. But in this, when you've these fuckers out there trivialising something that's so serious, how does it give anyone, you know, people feel, well, I'm not going to be taken seriously. They've just done, they've actually created a massive problem for people who might have been.
Sorry, those people existed anyway. You look at the.
But it hasn't done any favours for people who might be sitting with, you know, their own stories of abuse and who haven't yet had it in them to come forward and to speak about it. See, watching something like that or seeing something like that and how it's mocked and joked, that's very, very serious. And those people should be named and shamed. And should they lose their jobs? Yeah, they should. Okay. That's too serious.
Okay, let's ruin their careers. Here we go. Ian, what do you think of this?
I was at a school seminar there in the evening a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about exposure of kids to online sex and stuff. So it was, you know, girls of 13, 14 being normalized into oral and anal sex through their phones. And so that's the extent of the problem. So whatever the kids are seeing on that float is, you know, kind of stupid behavior and all the rest of it. But there's a much more serious problem going on with what our kids are being exposed to, the ages they're being exposed to, and the level of which are being exposed to far, far in excess of whatever happened on that float. But nevertheless, I think the float might be useful. A bit like the water charges, a point came where the country decided enough is enough. So the country knows where we're headed in terms of what kids are being exposed to. And it may just be that stupid behaviour by whoever did this thing on a float might be a water charges moment where people actually get triggered at the point of saying enough is enough and our government need to do something about it. The float in itself isn't the worst of all things that ever happened. The porn on phones is. So that's my kind of hope. It might not be this event.
Yeah, I'm sorry for going across, Ian. I think this will be like most things. I think this will be forgotten about in a week. I think people will have moved.
Oh, it'll be yesterday's news by tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think you're dead right, and I think it's the same. It was a few weeks ago where the zoo had a drag artist advertising Mother's Day. So and that created kind of a fury as well. So I think what happens is that these individual things, which aren't huge in themselves compared to the backdrop of say phone porn, which is a very, very serious issue. Things like this will happen and they will continue to happen, but eventually. Something like this might be just a trigger that actually is enough is enough. So I'm hoping that that's the way it'll pan out. I don't think the float itself is the biggest issue of all time, but it might just be the trigger. It might be a Franz Ferdinand moment, this kind of event. So they'll keep on happening. People will keep on pushing the line. People keep on doing stupid things. More and more will keep on happening. And it might just be, because I'm sure parents throughout the country are very disturbed at this particular event, but I'm also sure in the background they're also much more disturbed about what the kids are looking at on their phones. So there will be an underlying anxiety, an underlying anger, an underlying feeling of powerlessness about what the hell is happening to the country. But moments like this might just be Franz Ferdinand moments at some point to bring about a change.
Now, do you know what's really scary about this is that have we all as society become so desensitized to something like child trafficking? Okay, it didn't happen here in Ireland. It's not close to home per se, but this is happening all over the world. Have we become so desensitized?
Well, no, as Ian says, and you only have to look at the Into the Manosphere documentary on Netflix.
I can't watch. I started. I had to stop. It was annoying me too much.
For those of you who have seen that, and you will see the deplorable characters, those male influencers, absolute the filth, the lowest rung of society, and they have followers. As Ian is saying, there are kids who follow these.
That's what you told me. You were like, because I didn't watch the full thing, and then you said to me that if you watch on, they talk about having kids following them. Yeah. I'm like, where are these parents? Why is this behaviour and mentality being normalised?
I know, when I hear parents saying, oh, my daughter, little Kelsey, she's always on TikTok, she does TikTok dances.
Oh.
Like, that's not what she's doing.
Your daughter shouldn't be on TikTok.
That's not what, yeah.
Kids don't belong on TikTok. If your kid is on TikTok or on social media under the age of 16, you're a bad parent. End of story. You are a bad parent.
So, Ian, you are right. That flows. So all the parents who are horrified over that flows, why are you not horrified over the fact that your children are being sexualized on the likes of TikTok and on the likes of Snapchat?
I'll give you another interesting one about this this thing about, it was an evening thing held by about kids and their phones. Okay, so there was 1,000 kids secondary school, 1,000 kids secondary school. I'd say there was 60 parents at it. So there's a certain amount of, I think, asleepness at the wheel. People are busy, parents are out working. We find it difficult enough to get his homework done and all the rest of it. It's quite difficult to, there's so much stuff coming at them, very hard to keep track of, and expensive to have these monitoring apps and stuff to keep track of what they're doing. So it's a difficult job being a parent, but in the present age, I think we're just being flooded with so much stuff from so many angles that parents are just overwhelmed. And so I'd imagine on that night, the reason why there's only 60 parents out of 1,000 kids school at the seminar was that the two parents had just arrived in from work and were cooking dinners, and then homework kind of
didn't have time to go to it. Yeah, but it is a huge issue, and it is a conversation for another day. The shit, and people often ask us, will you please talk about kids being on social media and all that. The reason we never do,
parents will never admit it, because what parent's going to say, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
No, so parent.
We have never, despite people asking us to talk about this topic, will you talk about parents who let their kids go on Snapchat and TikTok? We have never, ever discussed that topic because, as Katie says, you will not get a parent to admit that they're...
It's like getting a parent to say, I smoke in the car with my kids there. There's a shame factor.
I see it every day.
There's a shame factor. You shouldn't do it. You're a scumbag for doing it. You're a bad parent. It's a form of abuse and child neglect.
And no doubt there are parents listening to this podcast who's on TikTok and on Snapchat.
Yeah.
The parents don't have a clue what sort of content.
It's terrifying.
But if they're following that fella, HS Tiki Talkie, who was on the... If I found out my kids were they're not on social media, but he's like literally one of the worst human beings your kids could be getting influenced by.
Was this the first guy? The 24-year-old?
The English guy, yeah.
The prick guy.
Yeah, absolute prick. Prick of a man. He's not even a man. But we would never, there's no point in us doing that topic, because if you allow your child, no parent knows that they're a bad parent. And no parent will admit to being a bad parent.
I don't know. I think parents who buy their kids scramblers, parents who let their kids on social media, bad parent. They surely know deep down.
They don't.
If they didn't know what they are doing is wrong, then they would come on the show and defend what they're doing.
Nobody thinks they are a bad parent.
If we did a topic tomorrow on scramblers, people buying kids buying scramblers for their kids. I'm not talking about on tracks in fields with proper equipment that, and the tracks are set for it and it's proper, clubs or whatever, that's different. It's done in a controlled environment. But I'm talking about parents who let their kids off out on them, like that young fella who hit that poor girl in Finglas. I guarantee you those parents would not have come on even before the accident and said, I bought my kid a scrambler. Because deep down they know they're scum for doing it.
Anyway, we're getting slightly off the point here, but the bottom line and the point that that people are making.
Oh, there's Paul Madden there on the live video. Oh. Paul, we've invited you onto the show. You're saying people have lost their minds. It's a bit of fun. I'm not going to read the next bit. He wants to bring gender into it. Yeah,
Paul, you're welcome to come on.
Paul, we've asked you to come on the show. If you're that big and you're that there's that much conviction in what you're saying, then come on the show.
Put your big boy pants on. Yeah. Anyway, let me go to I have a voice note first, and that is from Darren. Hey, Darren.
Humor, darker than most, but that is a bit too far. But I reckon it's because it's too fresh in the mind still. If it was 10 years on, I don't think there'll be as big as an outcry. It's only because it's still fresh in people's minds that it's still going on. That's why it is. It's too soon for them.
Thank you very much, Darren. Let me go to, is Carol there? Is she gone?
Yeah, Carol's there.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm just coming to this now blind. I'm out walking and I haven't listened to what has gone on ahead. But I just wanted to...
Just to fill you in, it's mostly condemnation of the float. The vast majority of people, in fact, everybody bar people in the comment section, are saying that it crossed the line.
Okay. Yes, I agree with all of that as a mother. As a mother of 5 children, all grown up now. I have a grandchild. I'm a retired teacher. I taught children all my life. Pedophilia to me is next to murder in terms of criminality, because it attacks the most vulnerable, the most, even down to babies. And it just makes me cry when I even think of it. And then there's a float put into a parade. You know, when we're celebrating our national feast day, I just wanted to cry. Something flipped to me when somebody showed me that last night. And it's just, I cannot understand how people, those people who put on that float or who create the float, have to have family, have to have friends.
Of course they do, yeah.
People laugh about it. Like, what can be funny about paedophilia, where small, innocent, most vulnerable people are being attacked and assaulted all over the world, not just in Ireland. We know our history. God bless us, help us. But anyway, yeah. It just, I kind of said, there's something very sad about it for the people even who thought that was okay and didn't speak up, and for their families who didn't speak up at the time to stop it.
And so you were nearly brought to tears over the float.
Absolutely. Just the thought of it. The whole paedophilia thing is what gets me, you know, where there's babies and little toddlers and children. I have a little one-year-old grandchild. Even the thought of it just upsets me so much.
Okay, obviously most of us, the vast majority of us are disgusted by anything to do with child abuse.
Yeah. There's still a lot of people who are saying that float, like Paul, let's see if Paul's got a good friend. Paul has gone back to us with his phone number. No, Paul.
What would you say to people, Carol, who say we need to lighten up? And there are people who are saying that.
No, you can't. There's no lightening up where this is concerned. I mean, I have a great sense of humour. Sense of humour has got me through so much darkness in my life over the years. I've had lots of different things that happened to me, but that's not about me. This isn't funny in any shape, make or form. There's no way it can be called a source of fun or, you know, just having a laugh. We don't laugh about these things. And what people need to do, I don't want them all arrested or any of that. That's been overly dramatic. But I do think people need to reflect and think about what they're doing and think a little bit deeper than just surface what's going on the top layer. Go a bit deeper.
If what they did was so offensive, as you said, it nearly brought you to tears, why would you not want them arrested then?
Well, I don't, because these are people, they're not paedophiles themselves. I accept and acknowledge that.
Absolutely not.
And they just weren't thinking. They were not sensitive enough. They don't obviously, I don't know, have their children themselves, as I say, have their grandchildren. You know, people who don't think deeply about things, and not even deeply, just watch what's going on. Think of the most vulnerable. Put themselves in the situation. Put their own families in that situation of children who are being abused right, left and centre in all sorts of ways. It's the age group, the vulnerability of the people that they attack that are being attacked. And then to think that's funny in any way. I cannot understand it. That's what makes me sad more than anything else, that there are people who think it's fun, that you can make fun about it, make a float about it. It's way too serious for that. Come on, for God's sake.
I get you. You're very, very passionate about this, and I'm sorry, I'll have to let you go because your line is very, very windy. I would talk to you all day, but you're just the wind on the back of the line there is too strong. We're going to take a quick break. Back in a mo with more of your opinions. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I didn't think he would come on, so fair balls to him. He has actually sent his number in a few minutes ago on
Paul.
Facebook. I called out Paul's comment, and Paul is actually on the line with us.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
I had to put on my big boyfriend there, sorry.
Well, no, first of all, as Katie said, I always admire people who have the balls to come on.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't think you would, Paul. I didn't.
I was actually just finishing my lunch. I said, heck, I have time now, you know.
Okay, what was your initial reaction when you saw the videos of the float?
Well, look, I'll be completely honest with you. We all have our opinions, and I just think in this day and age, with everything going on, we won't get into it, but we're made or forced into believe in something that we don't believe in or, you know, go against our beliefs. But everyone has a sense of humour. Everyone has a different opinion. I personally, look, I have a great sense of humour. I know what's going on in the outside world. It's outside of Europe. I'm a proud Irishman, and I don't really care what goes on in America and places like that. Everyone can take it whatever way they want. But I'm getting on with things every day. I'm working away, you know what I mean? I'm trying not to let social media and all this kind of stuff there. I like people with their opinions. I respect their opinions. But it was just a bit of a laugh to me. For that 5 minutes, I was willing to just go. I'm a chairman. I wasn't there, but I've seen it on Facebook. I'd be willing to just look at that and just laugh and go, oh, sure, look, that's supposedly something then, without going into the deeper picture of something that...
Do you have really children, did you say, Paul?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you have daughters?
I have, yeah.
It's very hard to argue with someone who's so nice, because usually people come on and they're arrogant.
I knew exactly you were going to say that, yeah.
But no, hang on, before we were too harsh on Paul Casey again.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to argue with somebody who's very nice about
it. We have children, you and I.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And we watch Family Guy, where there are similar jokes made, and we find Family Guy...
But when you're watching Family Guy, you are watching it within the confinements of your own home. You are choosing to go and seek out that content. With this float that I use with, you know, air quotes,
inverted commas,
float. It's disgusting. It's absolutely abhorrent. I just, that's put out there for nobody but has an option, Paul, to be exposed to it.
Paul, just to get us straight, did you say you found it funny, or did you just not get offended by it? Which was it?
No, I would have laughed at the concept of it at the start, like, but I wouldn't have looked into much detail and went, oh, that's going to affect me now, because, like I said, either you pay no heed to it, or you silently go, do you know what, I don't like it, but I'm not going to be a keyboard warrior and say it. But then when you have other people then who are probably, you know, 80s born, 70s born, 60s born, I'm an 80s born child. I heard you earlier on about normalization with kids from 12 up to 16. They know more and about now and about things than when I did when I was 16.
So in a word, Paul, do you see anything wrong with what these people did?
Being honest with you, I don't, because not in any other way with whatever everyone else thinks, I'm stating my opinion. I don't find it in any way bad, because it's irrelevant to me.
But if you had a family member or a friend or, God forbid, your wife in a previous life...
Well, no, what he's saying is he doesn't know anybody that was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein.
But I just find that mentality... Yeah, and you're entitled to your opinion, Paul, but I just find that mentality bizarre.
Look, I respect everyone's opinion. I'm not a bad person to anyone. But look, if I can just say, at the moment, if we want to forget about America and we want to think about Ireland, if we were promoting farmers and this and that and the other, there'd no one be there, because you have all the Animal Rights Act is there that will complain. So now they're complaining
about
the
next thing. But I don't think this is about it being an American issue. This is about a child abuse issue.
No. You see, it is the other people who actually believe in the Americans and follow them every night, and they're sitting down there at 6 or 8 o'clock watching this fake social media stuff from America. I'm not into it. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't look, I have kids. I bring them up exactly the way that I think is normal, with them, with an open mind of what the world is.
And if you were at that parade...
I'm 41, I've lived.
If you were at that parade, Paul, how old are your kids, do you mind me asking?
7 and 5.
Right, so they're quite young. They're babies.
Yeah, so they wouldn't really...
They wouldn't know,
but would you be offended?
I've got a 16 and a 17-year-old boy as well, or two boys, and I can guarantee you that they wouldn't even know about Epstein or this and that and the other, because they're not into that.
But they don't have to know about Epstein. All they have to do is look at the float and see a man pinning a woman down and that being normalised. It's not about who it was, it's the tone of what was put on display.
You were on about normalisation earlier on, that kids will be looking at this. You need to tell me that the young kids from 12 to 16 don't know what that is.
Listen, I have a 5-year-old and I have a 7, just literally gone 7 2 days ago, year old, and they wouldn't know what it is, and I absolutely still would not want them seeing that. Yeah. It doesn't matter, even if they thought it was just someone wrestling, I would be very upset by that.
I understand, look.
But sorry, lads, none of the videos that I saw, by the way, were people complaining or shouting abuse up at the float and going that that needs to be taken down.
I'd say people were just so shocked. I think I would just be like, I would actually probably rub my eyes to think, am I seeing this right? Just because a kid doesn't understand it doesn't make it okay. It's also about trivialising something.
As Paul says, these kids are seen worse on social media. They're literally
That's fine, because it's not fine, that's wrong, but the parents are allowing that to happen. When you're at a family fun day out, like St. Patrick's Day, family day out, public day for everyone to enjoy, and that's the shit that's brought through the streets when you can't but witness it, I think I just think that's shocking. I really do. I'm shocked that how did that get into 3 parades?
Sorry, Paul.
I don't see why the majority of people should get offended. Okay, they might have had trauma and this and that and the other. That's fine. I my heart goes out to them. But I'm just saying for the people there that it doesn't let them bother them what the Americans do, because at the end of the day, our country is more corrupt than any of them.
Okay, but this
so
is
what are people trying to, you know, no.
But it's about children being abused. Children, innocent, helpless children.
Your children are being abused in this country.
I know that.
And I'm going to mention one place, and that's Tuzla. They're the most corrupt shower in this country, apart from our government. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get on with my life and not let these people.
But likewise,
brainwash my kids.
If there was a float of priests and a little boy on the float, I would find that just as abhorrent. This isn't about where it happened or where the story's from.
Okay,
it's
okay,
child abuse.
Okay,
it should never, ever be normalised or trivialised under any circumstances.
What is normal, so to you, in this day?
Not abusing children.
And I'm going to mention, you saw my comment about Helen McEntee. You mean to tell me if Helen McEntee was on a float that everyone would applaud? Of course they would, and that's what's wrong. Now, some people won't like it. It's called opinions matter.
It is.
I'm stating my opinion. Helen McEntee and her partner, if they were on a float, everyone would be jumping around and their kids would be looking at her going, oh, hi, because she'd have a gender unicorn in her hand.
I think you're wrong.
Hold on a second. And the kids would be there watching this and they'd be going,
Well, first of all, Helen McEntee and her husband are not going to be on a Patrick's Day float. No. So I don't know under what circumstances that would be the case.
Because they know, because the government know their limits. You mean to tell me that Micheál Martin, he doesn't know and seen this? He's only laughing at that. If he was any sort of a Taoiseach, he'd be here in our country, above in Dublin, sitting there in our main parade above in Dublin, watching everyone.
Yeah, but that's a completely different argument. I mean, we've had this argument before. The purpose of politicians going abroad for Paddy's Day is to sell Ireland Inc. to foreign countries.
And to make sure we get an investment.
But at the end of the day, Paul, this was five or six gobshites who thought that it was going to be funny to set a sketch.
Like the one thing, the most unfunny thing in the world, above everything. I think there's nothing in the world that's actually less funny and more serious and more disturbing than child abuse.
I agree with you, but it's really what I'm really basically saying is that it's not really bothering me, because I'm just not going to let it bother me, because I know that it's upsetting a lot of people who are on a different opinion to everyone else.
Did you laugh
and
at
everyone
it?
Else that thinks it's
Yeah, did you laugh at it?
I was kind of giggling, just at the way they were the antics. But when I saw then the deeper part of it, I went, okay, I'm just going to knock this off. I didn't laugh at it and go, oh yeah, and I didn't think of maybe who's this going to affect, because I don't want it to affect me, because it's not going to. I'm just going to let my day go on, because everyone else, okay, fair enough, have thought about this and they've probably got into a deep thought of, oh Jesus, I remember, you know, this person or whatever. I get that. My heart goes out to him. I've told you that. I'm just saying it was funny at the start, but then it doesn't bother me, because I don't want to get into it.
Okay, say that for a second, please. Let me go. And thanks for speaking to us, Paul.
I didn't think you would. So to be fair, and he is, like, some people come on, they're brazen and they're smart and everything, and he's not. He's actually making his point in a very fair
that's
way.
That's what this is called, Opinions Matter. And to the people sending us backlash messages on Facebook telling us that we shouldn't. I mean, would you believe, Paul, there's actually people giving out to us that we're even allowing you to have your opinion on the show? Like, can you believe that?
I just wish them the best of luck in every day, because listen, if we let things get to us, there's going to be tragedy. There's enough going on, and we have to mind our kids, and you have to.
I know, but child abuse and sexual assault is a serious thing, you know.
Yeah,
listen, the obvious there, like,
yeah,
I'm a dad. I wouldn't. God forbid if anything ever.
Okay, dude, sorry for cutting across, because I've a load of calls. Stay there for a second, Paul. Let me go to Sean, who's been on hold for ages. How are you, Sean?
I'm not too bad. How's it going?
You heard Paul putting across his argument there. He did have a little giggle at it. Obviously, he doesn't condone sexual abuse or any kind of child trafficking or anything like that. But he said it's just a float. It doesn't affect his life in any way.
Well, he's lucky. It doesn't affect him personally. I think that anybody who's been exposed to anything like that will see, you know, it was disgraceful that was allowed on the parade. I think questions really need to be asked of Alan Robes and Patrick's Day Committee. They put out a statement saying they have no vetting procedures. They don't check who's going in the parade. You just show up and go in it. I think next year they need to make sure they know what's going to go on in that parade, because it's disgraceful.
Well, no, my understanding, my understanding, my local parade, anybody who wants to take part in the parade has to apply to whoever the parade organiser, the local.
And have to give details about their float and what they're exhibiting, don't they, Shirley? Surely you can't just go on with anything. I couldn't just, you know, book a float in and go in with inappropriate pornographic images, let's say. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to give them an idea of what it is you want to bring through.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same in my local parade. You have to apply through the council and all this stuff. I was looking on Facebook, and if you go on to Ballinrobe St. Patrick's Day Facebook, they basically said they have no vetting and no registration process for the parade. That's how it managed to get in.
So literally anybody could have had any kind of float in it.
Yeah, you just show up. You show up at the start line, they let you go. They didn't have any registration process.
By the way, thank you, Sean, this isn't the first time, and I know we've a lot more calls I need to talk about this. This isn't the first time that a controversial float has turned up on Paddy's Day. Do you remember a few years ago? You do, because we were working in 98 at the time. Do you remember when Aldi was robbed out in Talla? And I remember they got a JCB and they
yes.
both, remember I was out there reporting.
But that was funny.
And they literally recreated that scene.
But that was funny. That was humorous. That was funny. It's not slamming. It's slamming on a couple of Muppets who robbed some food and money from a shop. I'm not saying that's okay. But child abuse, you can't even put that in the same context as the
no, I'm just
the
saying
Aldi
no,
float.
I'm
They're
not putting
so
that.
Different.
I'm just saying it's not the first controversial float. A lot of people, I'm sure there's a lot of people offended by the Enoch Burke float.
Don't think there is. I think the only people who'd be offended by the Enoch Burke float are the Burkes, because it's a direct it's taking the piss out of one person, whereas this is taking the piss out of an act that is so abhorrent.
All the sheep that follow Burke now would be very offended by that. I was just looking, guys, at the Ballinrobe community Facebook page, and this is basically a page that posts stuff for the community, and they put up a post saying stop normalising sexual violence as entertainment. We had no prior, so the Patrick's Day committee for Ballinrobe are saying that we had no prior knowledge that float will be taking part. Okay, that is a big problem, isn't it?
They need to do better, because people who are exposed to it and the people who witnessed it and were upset by it and left hurt by it and offended by it, you are to blame for that. The organisers of that event are also as complicit as the people who took that float up the road.
Okay, we take a quick break and I'll read out the statement.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Okay, so Ballinrobe, the organisers of the parade, as I said, my local parade, you need to apply months in advance, and you need to tell them exactly. So if you are a local butcher's, you need to tell them, well, I'm Katie's Butcher's from down the road, and I'm going to be driving a car and handing out stickers. Anyway, here's what the statement from the Ballinrobe Patrick's Day Committee says. We want to state clearly that we condemn sexual violence, abuse and exploitation in all its forms. We acknowledge that one of the floats was not in keeping with the values of our parade. It was highly offensive to those who attended and those who viewed the material online, and we apologise unreservedly for this. And then the committee point out that the parade is a long-standing community event organised by volunteers. Floats arrive on the day and often reflect topical themes. There is no entry, registration or vetting process due to the informal community-led nature of the event. Okay, so they don't
Well, that's
have,
where they need to do better. Okay, there should be vetting.
Assuming that will not happen next year and that there will actually be a vetting process. It does seem bizarre that anybody could just turn up at a local
but
parade.
But surely when they're all at the starting line, when the parade is taken off, surely somebody would have spotted that and be like, here, lads, get off the float.
Leave it out.
Leave it. Like, even if they take the truck down, get all the people off it so you can do as much damage control. Somebody somewhere would have seen that float before it even made it halfway up the road.
Yeah, but maybe the people that saw it just went, oh, taking the piss out of...
Well, then shame on them.
Out of the Epstein files, you know?
It's not taking the piss out of the Epstein files. My thing about it is it's trivialising and normalising almost something
well,
that...
Well, it is.
It's so disturbing. Yeah. It's
okay, let me go to Kira. How are you, Kira?
Hiya, not too bad, how are you?
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this? You were shocked as well by the flows, were you?
And I've been involved in a lot of events as a volunteer, and just the lack of oversight is absolutely disgraceful. The fact that they let this float happen, whether it's because they weren't organised enough and didn't vet things beforehand or not, isn't okay, and they do need to have some sort of repercussions or responsibility over that. Like this whole thing was absolutely disgraceful. The pinning of the person onto the bed who was screaming out, the chasing of a woman by a guy with tights over his head around the tractor that was pulling it along, absolutely not okay. We have a massive problem in society where victims or survivors of sexual assault of any age are afraid to come forward because they get ridiculed and made fun of. And allowing this sort of thing to go unchecked is going to keep that culture going, and that's not okay.
But it's, again, and I'm not comparing it to the sexual assault, but there have been controversial floats at several local Patrick's Day parades. In fact, one of the most controversial, believe it or not, was a few years ago. It was at the start of the pandemic, and it was a local Dublin parade. And it was basically that someone had built a big thing that looked like the coronavirus, and St. Patrick was chasing the coronavirus down the road. And
see, that's not funny, because there were people dying. People were going to windows to wave off loved ones as they were passing away. That's not funny either.
I remember
it's
there was
not
a huge,
funny.
There was a huge backlash to that as well.
Yeah, and look, every controversial thing that comes up has to be looked at separately. Like, we can't compare like for like. So, like, this is what's happened now, and we have to hold this to a higher standard, because otherwise the next time down the line something similar could happen again. So just because other controversial floats have gone before doesn't make this one any more right.
And what was your initial reaction when you saw the floats? I'm sure you were shocked that someone actually...
I was absolutely horrified. I genuinely couldn't believe what I was looking at.
Because obviously
I have to go and have my husband look at it and be like, is this actually what I think it is? Because I was so shocked.
So what happened here, what I'm guessing happened here, which makes it more bizarre, is that four or five or six people sat down and said, what will our theme be for? And as I said, it is often topical themes. As I said, there was an Enoch Burke float a couple of years ago. But again,
Enoch Burke is a slur on one person. It's a joke because he's put himself out there. This is ripping on the most vulnerable of society who had the most abhorrent crimes carried out and committed.
Yeah. If the float had just been Prince Andrew being chased by the guards and shoved into the jail cell, absolutely no problem. The fact that there was a guy dressed to look like Trump in his underpants shoving another woman on top of the woman they were already holding down onto the bed to simulate the act. No, I'm sorry. I don't know how anybody thought that would be funny or okay.
And the fact is that it wasn't done off the cuff. This was planned.
Oh, this was planned. Yes. So they ordered the costumes and everything. They had Donald Trump in the blazer
The costumes. They had to get whoever owns the trailer and to
assemble the bed on it, the whole lot.
Okay, yeah. So a lot of planning was gone into this, and at no stage, I'm guessing, did the five, six or seven individuals that were involved in it, at no stage did they turn around and say, Jesus.
Now, can I just say, on the screenshot there, Jeremy, that person there on the float looks no older than 17.
Yeah, I don't know what age.
That person looks like a child.
Young.
So what do you think, because the person who brought this topic up initially, Kira, wants these people arrested. I don't know what laws they could have broken, but she wants them arrested. Do you think they should be arrested?
Initially, I actually felt the same. Much like Claire, I'm a survivor myself. And after letting it settle, I think arrested is a bit extreme, but I do think some sort of community service or something that's going to bring their heads around to the actual harm they've done. Like,
and to let people
know that you can't
do this in public places.
Lads, I would imagine at this stage now, they probably even haven't left the house, but I'd imagine they're aware of the severity of what they've done.
With how young some of them look, they could be aware of it, but still not have fully caught the actual death. So, like, they're aware that society, by large, is saying, this was absolutely horrendous, how could you? But that doesn't mean that they fully registered the impact that it can have.
But
Kira, unless you're
Kira,
sat down and made a face of it.
there's a bigger problem here at play. And if you look at the last year in the whole Nikita Hand case against Conor McGregor, some of the comments that were posted online and that are still posted online when that story comes up are absolutely horrific. And they don't just come from men. Some of them come from women.
Yeah.
Women saying, oh, she was only in it for the money. And I've argued...
Just out for a quick buck. Yeah. Absolutely horrendous.
I've argued with these people on it, but you can't argue with stupidity. And I've argued with these people saying... What woman would put herself through that for any amount of money?
No.
Would put herself through the trauma of a trial?
To be judged and berated by people, by ignorant fools? No.
Yeah. By rape apologists.
Like I said.
Rape apologists. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I know, like I said earlier, like, we have a problem with society at large, and I think we need to be taking this event and looking at what we need to be doing to shift that opinion at the right stage. Like, these are young lads. If this stuff is addressed at a much younger age, in, you know, like mid-teens onwards, I don't know, courses in transition year or something, you can shift that way of thinking massively. You know, they're not going to pick it up off the streets themselves.
But we
need to hold these guys accountable, but we need to be looking at why parts of society still think that this is okay.
Because all you have to do is watch Inside the Manosphere and see the men, those influencers.
Funny thing is, these people on this documentary actually would consider themselves men, real men. I would consider themselves the opposite.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? The opposite of a real man. They're boys.
Yeah, absolute boys.
Yeah.
Kira, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully...
Thanks so much.
Hopefully this time next year we're not talking about another controversial float. But again, there is a bigger thing at play here, and it is teaching people that sexual assault is not funny. And I can only imagine, if you happen to be a victim of sexual assault of any type, be a
how
child,
hard that must be.
How hard
people,
that must
be
to see that. But I think. I would like to think the vast majority of people were horrified by it.
I'd say, well, judging by today's reaction now, it certainly wasn't 50-50. I'd give 90-10 to 10% of people maybe of.
And Kira, it was great talking to you as well. We've never spoken before, have we?
Donkeys ago, I'm usually in work, so can't get on the show, but it was great talking to you.
Thanks very much, Kira. I hate when people say donkeys ago, because it makes you feel really old, doesn't it?
You are really old.
Oh, I was talking to you 30 years ago. No, you weren't. I was only a baby 30 years ago.
No, you weren't. You were 25.
25?
You were 25.
25, 30. Okay, here's Brian. 25.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi, Brian.
Here. That Jeffrey Epstein float should not have been in it at all. You know, it's a family event. You know, it's not even appropriate for children. You know, not all I can say. You know, it's just something that wasn't appropriate. You know, and glorifying sexual violence. I mean, a lot of young kids probably don't even know who Jeffrey Epstein is. You'll get a child, Jeffrey Epstein, mommy. You know, and they won't know. They won't. If they're young, at 6 or 7, they won't understand that. You know, it's crazy. It's just not appropriate for a family event anyway.
And again, it wasn't an off-the-cuff thing that they did. It was planned where they sat down and they thought about it. Let's make fun of this. But there is nothing funny about child sexual abuse. Or
well,
about,
obviously,
about
I think that goes without saying. I wouldn't even bother saying that line. It's
well,
just
you have to say, because as I said, there's lots of TV programs that make jokes about it as well, like Family Guy.
But with Family Guy, again, you're going looking for that kind of content. You're open to being offended with your dark sense of humour. With something like that, where it's just kind of put out there for people kind of unexpectedly, that's awful.
But like everything else, it will be forgotten about next week.
Yeah. Something
else.
Forgotten about by tomorrow.
You know, like 2 weeks ago, it was the
James Patrice.
Then it was the Muslim pyjamas and pennies that was upsetting people. And there's always something that will be upsetting people. But certainly this, I've never seen so
this
much.
This has kind of taken the biscuit, hasn't it?
It really has. It really has. People are not happy. And I'm glad to hear that there's been some sense where people don't want to see the lads on the float locked up or anything like that. I think they've made a stupid mistake. I think they're probably hanging their heads in shame now, saying we went too far. And hopefully they will learn. People can learn from their mistakes. And that's what we're hoping will happen here, that they will learn that they went too far and they're wrong. Anyway, thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify. Click the little green bell and you'll be notified the next time we post an episode. And you will never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. We'll talk to you on the next one.
Do you know what people say when they start planning a remodel? They say I don't even know where to begin.
But that's where we come in. At Simple Bath & Kitchen, design is the fun part.
We walk you through styles, colors, and layouts right in our showroom so you can see your new space come to life.
And once you love the design, our team handles the rest. On time, on budget, and with zero pressure.
Beautiful designs, smooth process.
Visit simplebathandkitchen.com to start your design today.
We make it simple for you.